Good morning, and thank you for standing by. All lines will be in a listen-only mode until the question-and-answer session. To ask your question, please press star one. Today's conference is being recorded. If anyone has any objections, you may disconnect at this time. Now I'll turn the meeting over to Jim Katz.
Thank you, and good morning. Welcome to the Tivoli Provisioning Manager 7.2 Overview. My name is Jim Katz, and with me today we're fortunate to have Robin Hernandez, the Product Manager for TPM. So if you haven't opened the deck, please open it, and let's start off at the agenda. We're going to take a look at some of the problems facing customers today, and we'll talk a little bit about the data center and what it means with TPM. Then we'll go right into a TPM 7.2 overview. We'll talk about some of the successes our clients have had with Provisioning Manager. We will briefly talk about the Big Fix acquisition and what it means for TPM. And then we'll point you to additional resources. So if you need any help with any sales questions or problems or concerns or customers, you'll have a place to go. Slide number three, start off with, you know, what are the key IT operation pain points? And this is important, of course, because this is one of the main goals of TPM, and that is to solve pain points for customers to help them with their automation problems. So if you take a look at this slide and we go down, you know, one of the key problems customers face today are deployment errors. And the deployment errors, of course, result not only in lost time, but in additional revenue loss, too. So, again, this is very important, and it leads to general customer dissatisfaction. And then right underneath that, the inability to ensure test environment matches production results. Very important problem that falls under the QA category, you know, and it helps to slow problem resolution. And, again, you know, this is lost revenue or productivity or both. And then manually configuring complex applications to deployment servers, you know, results in inefficient and inconsistent use of IT resources, which leads to high labor costs. And last but not least, the lack of an audible deployment process. So it hinders companies' abilities to, you know, comply with external regulations, and that may result in penalties, loss of shareholder value. But if you take a look at all of these key IT operation points, we're really talking about, you know, loss of revenue, loss of productivity, and these are items of concern that TPM addresses. On slide number four, let's take a look at some of the market conditions. And you can see here that maintenance is approximately 70 to 80% of a client's cost. And so there is a huge need to shift labor away from maintenance, and that is ongoing maintenance, and to automate the provisioning and deprovisioning of projects. You know, some of the costs, as you can see here, you know, 19% for initial software and system development. Upgrades and patches are 11%, system maintenance is 7%, you know, planning 12%, maintenance and tuning 15%. So when you add all these various items up, you can see that the problems facing our customers are not unique. They're, you know, seen throughout the industry, and this, again, is another reason why TPM brings so much value to our customers. It's able to generally resolve these issues because if you install TPM and with that install some kind of best practices for your change and release management, you can cut costs and increase revenue, which is, of course, very important to our customers. On slide number five, I think it's important to understand where your customer's business is today and then help them plan for tomorrow. So if you start off on the left and if you take a look at the consolidate and virtualize section, excuse me, you see customers who are on the left side have not automated their systems, okay? So what they're looking to do is the automatic discovery of virtualized resources. They're looking to do dependency and change tracking to monitor their virtualized environments and then perform problem identification and do the isolation of virtualized environments. As we move up the ladder and we move into the automate and optimize, you can see now we're talking more about the value of an image library. And today, many of our customers have hundreds, if not thousands, of virtualized images. So there is a really growing need to manage the image library and to make sure that when an image is rolled out, that it has the latest patches, that it has the latest bug fixes, generally that it's up to date. So when we get to the automate and optimize category, we're looking to automate the provisioning and deprovisioning of images. We're looking to pool standardized virtualized blocks. You know, we want to provide a plug-and-play capacity across hardware generations, and then to be able to capture and catalog virtual images used in the data center. Last and certainly not least is the business-centric enterprise transformation. And at this point, we're talking about customers that are cloud-ready. They've integrated virtualization management with IT services. They are scaling at a great rate. They are perhaps providing pay-for-use services. They're using self-service provisioning. And they've simplified the deployment process with virtual appliances. We go to the next slide. Take a look at the virtual image management market and some of the trends. And I find this interesting because even in a down economy, you know, we're talking about over $1 billion of sales here in virtual server management in 2009. And, you know, and IDC predicts growth at 21% to $2.3 billion by 2013. So, again, even in this economy, we're seeing virtualized images growing at a great rate. And, of course, this increases demand in services. When a customer rolls out an image, they need it to have the latest fixes, the latest virus software. And as we move down this list, you can see some of the other key items that are also in the virtualization arena. The availability and clustering software is expected to come in at about $2.7 billion. And Gartner says that virtualization management, which is a key offering from the service management from IBM, is approximately $1.3 billion. Now, in the purple and green just below these numbers, you can see some of the key concerns our customers have. And, you know, one of them is they're adopting virtual image management to solve system management problems and reduce the total cost of ownership. And this is for data recovery, for server utilization, and for test and productivity. So people are looking at virtualization as a way to save money and save time. And again, you know, this is real important because we are also seeing a move to the data center. And with this move, data centers are becoming increasingly complex with a mix of different physical and virtual hosts, different operating systems, and image formats. Now, along with all this virtualization, we've got new image management problems that did not exist previously. Again, you know, our customers are now managing hundreds, if not thousands, of virtual images, and they have to maintain these offline. And again, they need to be ready to be rolled out on demand. So the addition of a service catalog to the virtual management image sprawl is real important. And last and certainly not least is the need to be flexible, and that is to rebalance and move workloads in any direction between physical and virtual hosts, in and out of different image formats, and this is really expected to be done on demand. Slide number 7, I want to talk briefly about the value of managing images, and this is a key point with our customers. You know, we just mentioned the image sprawl. Customers are in need of a better way to organize, to do their inventory, to secure, manage, and deploy images through virtualization platforms in a scalable manner. This is a key feature of Tivoli Provisioning Manager. The ability to efficiently store images is real important because, again, it attacks the problem of image sprawl. And last and certainly not least, the ability to easily and seamlessly automate the management of heterogeneous virtual and physical servers using the same techniques and same integrated lifecycle and same skill set is another key feature that TPM can provide to your customers. On slide number 8, I'll take a minute here to talk about a ROI analysis. And this is at a bank that just had 35 servers here. Now, we call this a medium server environment. Again, you know, your definition of what medium is certainly going to differ. But if you take a look at this example using just 35 servers here, you can see that while the amount of servers is small, the provisioning costs and the substantial savings are rather large. So if you want to take this and then move it out to a bank or financial institution or any institution that has 100 to 200 to 500 to 1,000 or more servers, you can understand the need to provide the best virtualization management solutions in the business. On slide number 9, let's talk briefly about the value of workload management. You know, workload management is another key feature of Tivoli Provisioning Manager because it helps to automate the provisioning of images, you know, which may consist of applications or different platforms and operating systems. The goal behind the automation, of course, is to reduce both the human error and the need for manual processing and to make the ability to retrieve images, you know, 24 by 7, 365. So wherever somebody is working and whenever they happen to be working, they can get the OS, the application, the platform, whatever they need on demand. So another value of workload management is the delivery of IT assets from weeks to minutes. We've got all these images already built and they're sitting ready to be retrieved. We don't have to go through a manual process of creating an operating system, putting a database on there, adding network links, whatever else may be needed, perhaps adding a WebSphere. But again, all this is already pre-built, or in a best practices situation, we have the means to take a request and within hours basically produce what a customer is asking for. Another key feature here is to simplify the lifecycle management. You know, from cradle to grave, Tivoli Provisioning Manager helps customers manage their entire solution. And with the acquisition of BigFix, which Robin will address later, you'll see how now our solutions for endpoint management have really given us the best cradle-to-grave management story in the business. Well, last but not least, the value of workload management centers around the ability to automate processes around the deployment and optimization and terminating components of the service. So the automation of a customer's business, at least their internal business when it comes to rolling out images or business solutions based on those images, is a very key piece of Tivoli Provisioning Manager. The bottom line here is that a properly implemented workload management system saves time, money, and guarantees quality results every time. On slide number 10, let's take a minute here to talk about what happens when you reduce workload management costs between a traditional infrastructure and the creation of a private cloud. And it's important to note here that, you know, our customers are moving up the ladder from the consolidation phase up towards a private cloud, because as we move up that ladder, we get more into the automated solutions. There is less of a manual labor-intensive kind of concerns. There's less hands-on here. So there are significant cost savings when implementing a private cloud versus a traditional infrastructure as a business. You know, with a traditional infrastructure, each server typically runs a single application, and hardware is sized to meet peak demands, which leads to a very low average hardware utilization and high software and energy costs, okay? Now, as we move towards an internal private cloud, servers can be dynamically provisioned to adjust to workload changes, and end users can request the services they need through self-service portals, which drive automation. Now, TPM plays perfectly into this because when you take a look at the various solutions we have, from basic provisioning on up through Tivoli Service Automation Manager, Service Delivery Manager, and Cloud, Tivoli Provisioning Manager is the platform that is supporting all of these various solutions. So when you then take a look at the internal private cloud cost savings, you know, an internal cloud can reduce labor costs by up to 50% in configuration, operation, and management and monitoring costs. It can improve capital utilization by 75%. It can reduce provisioning cycle times from weeks to hours to minutes, and very important for our customers, it can help reduce end-user IT support costs by up to 40%. On slide number 11, let's take a look at our automation solution overview as it exists today. Now, if we start on the lower left corner, you'll see that we have hardware. And as we move up the chain, you'll see the various solutions that match the menu coming down from your upper left. So when we take a look at TPM for OS deployment, you can see its main concern is the heterogeneous OS deployment and management suite. And we move up that chain, we go to TPM for images, and now we're talking about the very important image management and, you know, what it actually takes to manage all of those virtual images correctly. Moving up the chain again to TPM, we're talking about resource provisioning and configuration management for servers on a large scale. And that, of course, includes management for images and deployment. The Tivoli Service and Automation Manager really helps deliver the ability for customers to create their own private virtualization or cloud environments. And again, you'll see that TPM is a core piece of TSAM. One of the newest solutions to the Tivoli solution family is the IBM Service Delivery Manager, which, you know, takes what TSAM did and adds to it, and we'll talk about that in a minute. And finally, last but not least, the Cloudburst solution, which is a prepackaged hardware and software solution, which is basically rolled into a customer site, and within a week gives them the ability to have a private cloud up and running. On slide number 12, let's take a look at some of the different entry points for automating the management of virtual environments. Now, as I just mentioned, you know, Tivoli Service Automation Manager, or TSAM, has been around for a while, and that solution helps to support user-driven service requests and automate service deployment. And TSAM really provides the customer with a package of software solutions, including TPM and a service catalog, which helps customers create their own on-demand services. Now, the IBM Service Delivery Manager, which will be announced in August, is the newest piece of this puzzle, and it provides pre-configured service management solution optimized for managing virtual environments and cloud deployments. So again, this will be announced in August, and there is a Tivoli talk which was given last week for both TSAM and ISDM by Antonio Galati and Marco Sebastiani, and that is out there on the media library. If you didn't attend that talk, please do, and understand what Service Delivery Manager and TSAM will bring to your customer. And finally, last and certainly not least, IBM Cloudburst, which, as I mentioned earlier, is an integrated hardware, software, and server solution optimized for cloud computing. On slide number 13, we will start the TPM 7.2 overview, and at this point, I want to turn it over to Robin Hernandez. Robin?
Thanks, Jim. So starting on slide 14, I'm going to talk a little bit about TPM and what's new in TPM version 7.2, which was generally available last week. So again, on slide 14 here, some of the value that TPM provides is that it is the integration point for managing many different types of data center resources. And the optimization and efficiencies that Jim talked about, TPM provides this by automating the tasks that are necessary for the data center resources. And if we look at the life cycle of a data center resource, TPM can automate all the different facets of that life cycle. So we're talking about things from the beginning of the life cycle, the deployment of the resource, to the ongoing management of putting patches out to that resource and making sure that it's in compliance with the business needs, and all the way through to perhaps deprovisioning and ending the life cycle of a particular resource component. So these are some of the efficiencies and automation capabilities that TPM provides. And when we talk about a resource and we ask the question, you know, what is a resource, one of the big values of TPM is that it provides this type of deployment lifecycle capabilities or entire lifecycle capabilities for a variety of different resources. So the automation can be provided for things such as physical and virtual servers, different types of operating systems, hardware and software inventory, complex applications, and, of course, virtualization technologies and image management. And as you can see on the right-hand side of this chart, it provides this for a variety of different types of vendors. So one of the big values, again, is that TPM is this heterogeneous environment that manages the deployment, patching, compliance, and deprovisioning of all different types of resources in one consolidated place. So you really have best use and best optimization of your data center lifecycle resources and your labor necessary to manage those resources in TPM. On slide 15, what's new in TPM 7.2? So 7.2 GA'd on July 9th last week, and we're really proud of this version of TPM. One of the areas that we're focusing on, and you can see this throughout the presentation, as Jim talked a lot about virtualization management. So in this release and subsequent releases, we're really building our capabilities in how we manage images and how we manage the life cycle of virtualization as it pertains to a data center service or a service that the IT team is delivering. And we'll go into a little bit more detail on the next slide of virtualization management. Some of the areas, other areas that were improved in TPM 7.2 is scalability. So we looked at our deployment engine, and we wanted to really improve our ability to concurrently deploy virtualized images at one single point in time so that this would increase the number of end users or consumers that could come out and utilize TPM automation and concurrently rather than starting with one system admin. So we've moved this up to be able to provision thousands of virtual machines simultaneously, and this is a great improvement over our previous version. So very big leaps and bounds in terms of scalability. We've also simplified some of our user interaction, user interfaces. We went through and identified common system admin tasks, and we said, let's make sure that this system admin can execute on those tasks in the minimal amount of clicks, the minimal amount of user interfaces that they have to move back and forth between, and make it a streamlined, easy task so that the automation and efficiencies are even more improved for daily things that the system admins have to do. So you see that through a number of different common system admin tasks in 7.2. And coming at the end of this month, for July 30th, we are also adding Power7 VM control support. So if you're not familiar with VM control, this is a new piece of software from our STG group, our hardware team in IBM, and it's a sort of a hypervisor layer that provisions and manages IBM hardware and the hypervisor platforms for that hardware. So at the end of this month, we'll increase our 7.2 or add functionality for our 7.2 module to support provisioning power systems on VM control. And this is a great point to leverage because, as I mentioned in the last slide, TPM does manage multiple systems and multiple different types of data center resources. And so one of our big strengths is that we have the best power systems management than any other vendor. So when we look at managing the entire data center and not just x86 platforms, we want to make sure that we're leveraging our ability to manage power systems as well. In terms of compliance management, we've increased our ability to provide certain reports in different industries, and in particular, we've increased our pre-configured reports to include SOX regulatory requirements, and these reports are delivered out of the box in 7.2. We've also increased our return on investment by providing a faster time to value through our improved installation process. So we have now with 7.2 some installation pre-configuration checks. We have a tool that will go out and it asks questions, about 80 different questions, to check the environment to make sure that the installation process will go more smoothly and that there's faster time to value and the return of investment is increased. And last but not least, we have had a list price decrease in TPM. And we've had quite a few price promotions in the last few years, and I have a slide to talk about this even further, but we're really excited about this because we think that this list price decrease will really help us increase our market share and push TPM to our customers to help them realize more efficiencies and optimization across their data center. On slide 16, just to talk a little bit more deeply into the virtualization management capabilities we provide, when you consider virtualization management, and Jim mentioned the market here is huge, according to IDC and Gartner, and it's growing into 2012, 2013. So this is an area we really want to talk about with our customers. As they adopt virtualization technologies, they still need visibility, control, and automation of those virtualization technologies and those images so that they're really using those to provide value in their IT services. So looking at visibility, several of our Tivoli products provide this visibility into virtualization management, including ITM, our storage products, and TADM, our discovery products. But when we look at control and automation of the virtualized environment, here's where TPM really provides a lot of value. So TPM provides value in virtualization management to both provision images, to move images, to change images, and delete those virtual servers as well. And it does this, again, heterogeneously. It provides support across a number of hypervisors and platforms. So not just the x86 platform, which is where a lot of virtualization is sold today, but also across our Z-Series platform, our P-Series platform, AIX Alpha, LPAR, Solaris Zones. So a mixture of different hypervisor technologies and virtualization technologies, which customers may use for different projects across their data center. TPM provides an image library and image versioning, so you can create different instances of images, save those images, and version them and have visibility and control of them by having an image library, which prevents the image sprawl and it utilizes images better across your services in your data center. On chart 17, one of the other big areas I wanted to talk about, which is new in 7.2, is the price decrease. So we ran a price promotion a while back on TPM, and the price promotion went really well. And based on that price promotion and looking at some competitive factors and where we would like to be in the market in terms of data center automation, we decided to permanently decrease the list price for TPM. So as of July 9th, we put into effect a 56% list price reduction, which is huge, and we're really excited about this, and we really hope that you guys leverage this in your data center automation opportunities. So the new list price for TPM is $56 per 10 PBUs, and we've done a lot of competitive analysis and a lot of market analysis, and we know that this will really help increase our opportunities with TPM and increase our market share. So please leverage this as best as you can with your customers and make the most of this. It was a very challenging accomplishment, but we're very proud of it, and we know that it will help you in the field. So moving on to the next section, slide 19, I want to talk a little bit about some customer references. On slide 19, Dresdner Kleinwort Investment Savings Bank has been a TPM reference for some time now, and this is a perfect example of efficiencies in reducing labor costs and really using automation to provide the best value across your data center in delivering IT services. So at this investment savings bank, they had a very small team which had to manage over 2,000 servers across four different geographical locations. So Dresdner Kleinwort was able to use TPM to leverage their existing labor which they had in place. They didn't have to go through extensive training or retraining or hiring a new team of people. They were also able to leverage their existing technologies which were in place because TPM manages such a broad range of different data center resources. So they could use their servers, use their existing hypervisor technologies and different operating systems in place and leverage TPM to manage all of those different systems from one consolidated location. So it's a good story of receiving efficiencies both in labor utilization and in the automation which TPM provides in the managing the life cycle of data center resources. On slide 20, as part of our TPM 7.2 development program, we also held a beta program, and we had several customers participate in this 7.2 beta program, and we received some good feedback from those customers. So we're excited to have some of our existing customers looking forward to moving to the 7.2 platform, and we were also excited to have their feedback brought into the product. So some of the feedback that they gave to us were that the improvements were great, they were obvious, and they were glad to see the investment that we're spending on the product. They liked the fact that a UI resembles their current service desk, implying TSRM. So by being based on the Tivoli Process Automation Engine, this is good for many of our customers who use some of our other products also based on this technology, such as TADM and TSRM. It gives a similar interface and a familiar environment that they know, so their team is already trained to use this type of environment, and they can easily move to leveraging TPM in their data center. We also received feedback on the reports and the compliance improvements that we made in 7.2. One of our customers thought that this ability to create quick and complete reports in 7.2 was really important, and they liked this over some of the previous versions. Some of the other feedback that they believe TPM 7.2 is a step in the right direction for the product line. We also removed the ability for the Windows administration server, so this is part of the TPAE platform, so it makes it easier for customers to deploy in 7.2. The main point I wanted to show here on this beta program feedback is that we have had direct customer feedback, positive feedback on 7.2, and we know that this will be successful in your customer environments as well. On slide 21, I wanted to touch very briefly on IBM's intent to acquire Big Fix. And we do have some legal requirements where we cannot talk to customers in this time frame until the Big Fix acquisition is complete. But I did want to touch on it because the announcement of intent has been made, and we are excited about it. So Big Fix does bring some capabilities to the Tivoli portfolio in terms of managing not just servers, but moving into other types of endpoint capabilities, in particular desktops and laptops, and also patch management. So leveraging the broader TPM portfolio into our endpoint management, mobile devices, desktop devices, those sort of capabilities, we're excited to eventually welcome Big Fix into that department and also leverage it as best as we can to leverage their patch management capabilities that they have today. And they do bring with them, in addition to the functional capabilities, good business plan as well. They have double-digit revenue growth over the last 5 years, great feedback, ranked as a visionary from the Gartner Group, and they also have over 600-plus customers. So watch this space, so to speak, and we are excited for IBM to close on this Big Fix acquisition and bring it into our Tivoli provisioning portfolio. On slide 22, in summary of the Tivoli provisioning portfolio and TPM, some of the capabilities that you will be able to leverage in your customer's environment is a reduction of deployment errors, and results or reduced results in rollback times and unplanned downtime of business-critical applications. So prevention of revenue loss, prevention of application downtime, and the reduction in labor costs to deliver IT services to the business. And at the bottom of this chart, just some reminders of key focus segments for you guys to look at when you're out talking to customers and looking for new opportunities. Focus on the test center QA departments of the data center. So this is a new a different sort of spin on the Tivoli provisioning portfolio. If you look at the QA and test center environments and our integration with Rational, this will help automate and provide optimization efficiencies beyond the traditional IT system admin type of resources. And then, of course, your data center automation traditional use case with your system admins. And then moving to the right for the new enterprise data center and technologies such as cloud computing, look for opportunities that focus on virtualization management and utilizing virtualization to the next level and optimizing that virtualization to where it's really providing business value to the services that IT delivers. Those are good opportunities for TPM to come in and provide automation and management of the virtualization environment. On slide 23, we have a few slides here where we talk about additional help and list some resources for you guys to go out and reach to when you're looking at new TPM opportunities and looking for some help possibly with those opportunities. So on slide 23, we have a couple of links to the sales kit, both for TPM and TPM for OSD. And then on slide 24, I wanted to talk to you about a TPM 7.2 deployment assistance program. This is a program sponsored by our development team, and we're really excited about this program. The goal of it is to facilitate quicker return of investment, quick and painless installation of TPM 7.2. So whether it's a customer environment post-sale or a pre-sales environment, our development team has offered assistance to plan for the deployment of PPM, to prepare that environment, and lastly, to execute that install. So if you need some help with this a new TPM opportunity, whether it's a pilot or a POC or a post-sales implementation, our development team has offered and they've made resources available to assist with this program. So reach out to the resources listed in this presentation, and we will contact our development team and make sure you guys get the help that you need to deploy TPM. And lastly, on slide 25, for additional help, of course, I'm Robin Hernandez. I'm the product manager for TPM, and I'm joined today by Jim Katz, who is our sales enablement for the provisioning family. And we also listed a couple of other folks here who are not on the call today, Chip Mason, who's our program director for desktop and device service management, and Casey Plunkett, who's the director of worldwide sales for Tivoli Automation and Z-Tivoli. So with that, I'll open the floor for any questions.
Thank you. At this time, if you'd like to ask a question, please press star 1. You will be announced prior to asking your question. To withdraw your question, press star 2. Once again, if you do have a question, please press star 1. David Hart, you may ask your question.
Hi, Robin. Thanks for the material. Quick question on the deployment assistance program. Who's the focal point on that contact?
Vince from our development team, I'm not even going to try to pronounce his last name. He's our contact. I'm just trying to look at the chart here. Yes, his name actually is on the chart. I apologize. The text on the chart kind of ran off the page, but his name and his email is at the end of the chart there on chart 24.
Missed it. Okay, thanks.
Carl Combs.
Hey, Robin. How you doing?
Hello, Mr. Combs.
In the scalability improvements, are we leapfrogging there, or is that kind of catching up? I'm trying to figure out from a competitive standpoint if that's something that's kind of putting us ahead of the competition at this point.
It depends on who you consider for the competition. If you're looking truly at the virtualization vendors, mm-hmm. I think that we're probably on par with the virtualization vendors. But if you're looking at our traditional HP BMC vendors in terms of server provisioning and the more traditional TPM competitors, we are leapfrogging in that area. So, of course, there's some overhead in managing a heterogeneous environment rather than managing one virtualization
sure.
technology singularly. So in most of your environments where you're going against BMC or HP, I would say that we're leapfrogging there.
Cool. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Once again, if you have a question, please press star 1. At this time, I'm not showing any questions.
Okay. Well, thank you for joining today. And again, I appreciate the time, and I encourage you guys to reach out to myself or Jim for any questions, and good luck selling.